Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to The National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan. A blank week last week, yeah. John. Both very busy.
It was a busy old week, wasn't
very
it?
Very busy, people. What were we doing? Can you remember?
What on earth were we doing?
I had a show.
You had your show.
I was exhausted.
I was.
What were you doing? You had a show. You had all sorts on, John.
Stuff.
All sorts of stuff on. Busy. So many apologies for the blank week. But as we always say, you don't pay a penny
exactly
to listen to it.
And it was the FA Trophy.
And it's the
so
FA Trophy. You know, no platform it. Although the fact that we did play the kids was really good.
I think we'll re-platform it if we get to the final. We'll quickly find the trophy. Has found
John,
a platform.
You sound really poorly.
I'm sorry. I'm actually not poorly.
John's hungover.
It was our team night out last
night. Another
thing
Christmas I couldn't
night
make.
Out.
Couldn't make it.
Couldn't too make busy it. For the team night out. One night a year. Not well, it's not the Natobs team night
just
out
because
that's two people. It wasn't the Natobs party. It was the Talksport party.
Too busy for it. Just you have to in life. You have to sort of make priorities, John, don't you?
Yeah.
And,
you do.
And when you know if you've got all sorts on, then you know it's very difficult. Difficult thing to do.
So your voice is sounding fresh.
I'm very fresh. I've had loads of sleep this week. Very,
like
very good.
Roger Moore.
There he is.
There
Roger.
It is. Is there anything you'd like me to say while it's like this?
How's the Roger Moore voiceover work going for you?
It's a good impression. I have to ring people, or I just have to get hammered every night, which I think could be quite a slippery slope, wouldn't it?
You could
have a very short but brilliant career.
Yeah.
And then sort of be dead by 40.
If the impression you could do was like Ollie Reed or George Best.
Yeah.
You know, it could really go with the territory.
Yeah. If I just got absolutely on the razz every night and woke up, brilliant, quick, get me to that booth. Have you tried car finance 24/7?
It's good, John. I've said it before.
Got to get straight out on the lash again afterwards.
Trouble is, anyone under 30 these days, you'd have to explain, is Roger Moore.
Roger.
He was in James Bond.
Live and Let Die.
Is he in Live and Let Die?
Yes.
Right.
And
it's a good impression.
Golden Gun. It's got enough of that.
It's a good impression.
Quite enough.
We've heard it a lot on this podcast.
Well,
it's always
bit,
good,
though,
isn't it? But not for
not
a while.
Heard that all
and it's
Ronnie
coming up to Christmas, so we like to.
we need to get any Corbett in the can.
It's
for
like
the Christmas
ghosts
story.
Of Corbett in the can.
In
I wonder
the
if
can.
He ever did that as a show. Here
Corbett
I am
in the can.
Can.
Here we are. It was the one day in the year, you know.
Corbett in the can.
Corbett in the can. What is
Americans,
it?
Americans call the can, call the toilet the can.
Do they?
Yeah.
Well, you'd know that now. It's obviously a big Knicks fan.
Now I've been to New York for 5 days.
Well, of course, in America, what they do.
Now, the can is one of the names of
that.
So Corbett in the can could have been his big launch into America,
where
he does his sat-down jokes.
He's on the loo when he sat there.
Does
the
those sat-down
jokes.
Yeah, I said,
have you
I
flushed? You might need to flush that again.
I was on the first tee at Turnberry. I can't do the can't do any impressions.
Not bad. No, what I did think of one you could do the other day. You did a really good fleeting impression.
Yeah, I know. That's how
and
they
that was
go.
Gone.
That's it.
What was it?
Fleeting impression.
It was a really good impression, and then it was.
And then it's gone, John. You have to grab it while it's gone. Like, Corbett on the can.
Corbett in the can.
Interested in it.
Yeah.
was going to say to you. Oh, Riz, John. Do you see they put Riz?
Word of the year.
Have you heard of the word Riz?
I mean, look, I'm not very. You might be surprised to know I'm not a sort of from the streets.
You're from the streets, John.
So it didn't mean a lot to me, to be honest.
Riz.
Charisma.
Charisma. I'd never even heard my son say Riz. Oh,
well,
yeah,
he's
full of Riz.
Say it.
So I was surprised. I think they'd made it up. I thought I felt like it was the dictionary people trying to appear cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the Riz. Absolutely the word Riz.
Yeah, it's actually Riz.
Who are you giving the most Rizzy Torquay United player?
So what does
ever?
It mean? It means that
charisma.
Someone with good energy.
Good energy. Good charisma. In photos. In life. All those things. Torquay United player. Full of Riz. Here it comes.
Brett McGavin.
Nah. John.
How
Curran. Oh, Curran.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
I was going of all time.
Oh, okay. Well, I'd say Curran, Brett McGavin. What a great bit of acting when we threw that glove at him.
Yeah, very good.
In the bollocks.
And what, I think that little sock in the bollock there actually
now look at him.
Has made him score goals for days.
He's the boy. I ain't Brett
as
McGavin.
They say.
Of all time, who's got... I mean, it's probably got to be
the
Dave Caldwell or something, isn't
Loram.
It? Loram. Loram? Loram. Yeah, a lot of Riz from Loram.
Loram had a lot of Riz.
Yeah.
Who did you say?
Who did I say? Dave Caldwell.
Dave Caldwell.
Yeah.
He played about 20 times.
And he played 20 times.
Yeah.
Certainly does a lot of tweeting like he's like he's an expert. I like his tweets.
I like his tweets. Yeah. He does seem to really want to take over the club.
It sort of just comes from a sort of very businessy point of view. It's like, have they set, you know, targets?
Yeah, you imagine they have.
Yeah.
Most of them.
So, what's the PDA?
You sort of do imagine that they have done all that. You don't.
Come on, Dave.
You don't. The most Rizzy, is that part of it? Rizzy?
It's got to be Rizzy.
The most Riz Torquay player of all time. Who's the most Riz at the moment in the National League, would you say? We don't know any players.
I don't
the trouble.
Know anybody, to be honest. I don't even know any in the National League South.
Don't really know any, do you?
Frank Noble. He has got a lot of Riz, actually. He's a bit of a character.
I think it's Noble. Nuble?
Nuble? Noble?
We're always going to argue
about
that.
Let's call the whole thing off.
Okay, yeah. Anyway, I just thought it was quite a fun thing to bring up.
Yeah, it's a good word, isn't it? Rizzy. Do you see what else made it in there?
Bristol City.
Foff made it in this year?
No!
Yeah.
So as what?
No, I'm joking.
Oh.
No.
It'd
be quite good
else.
If it did, though, didn't
wow,
it?
Imagine that. Nick it off us. I mean, they were the Collins Dictionary people. Massive.
The Lewis Collins
Nat-op.
Dictionary? Should we have done that? Could have done something
done
with
that,
couldn't
we?
Where Lewis announces his word
now.
Of the year.
It's done now.
We could still do it. I'm dropping a message.
That was the joke. That was the thing is.
Yeah, but Lewis announces his word of the year.
Yeah,
the word
Lewis
is...
Collins Dictionary word of the year is cross it.
End product.
Get words. It in the fucking box.
Hyphenated.
Indie backs.
Okay, well, we should look. It's another thing where we've basically done it now.
You've done it now. You've seen it.
Just imagine it.
It's very much a stopgap episode, isn't it, John? Because you're poor. Well, you're not poorly, but you know,
voice.
My voice.
Headache.
It's the week before the big Christmas episode, which we always like to do.
Next week.
Next
it's
week.
Going to be an exciting one this year. Big plans.
And I've not been to any football recently because I've been so crazy busy. And I've been following it from afar, the National League South.
Yeah.
But I couldn't tell you one player outside of Torquay United.
Frank Noble is all I've got.
I don't think I could tell you one player.
I genuinely
ask
don't
me a Hemelster player. Not
no,
a clue.
No idea. No, actually, they had that big lad that they brought on, didn't they? Do you remember?
All right, tell me his name. You can say that about anyone.
They had a massive bloke. Don't know what his name was, though.
No. Hope they don't bring him on again on Saturday. Although they lost. They did lose last night.
They haven't.
Yeah. They were bottom of the league.
Yeah.
So that really gives us hope.
Steve Haircut's gone. Did we cover that? Did that happen in our absence? Steve Haircut's
sacking? As I say, very much a stopgap episode.
I don't think we did. Steve Haircut's gone, haven't.
We've not got our finger on the pulse at all. We have no idea what's happened in the National League South.
What's happened? Can't remember. Woking still haven't appointed a manager, I could tell you that.
That's the National League.
It's the National League.
That's good.
It's in our remit.
Wonder who they're after.
No one knows. No one seems to know.
Dowson until the end of the season. Bring him back. No.
No.
So yeah, this episode could be, we're going to get some results out, John. Are we going to look at that?
Yeah, yeah. Do you know what I mean? Do we try and work out what's coming up?
Do we know what's coming up?
Yeah,
let's try and work out what's coming up in the podcast, John.
Yeah, we can do some results. Why not? I have no, it will be as much as a surprise to me.
That'd be nice.
As anyone
I know
else.
Yeovil have had a couple of draws. They're not flattening. They're 9 points ahead and we're all on the same. I'll tell you what's happened is there are no games in hand anymore. I know that. So that's
okay.
Good. All the games have been caught up.
The table.
Everything's been caught up
on. Who's where?
Good. Look at that in a minute. Some letters, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to check in with John Pemberton?
John Pemberton. Because he's
moved down to the bay, getting ever closer to the Torquay job.
Just in time for Christmas, picked up a new role, which is nice for him, isn't it?
That's, do you know what? Because you don't want anyone to be unemployed over Christmas.
Exactly.
Do you? So
it's nice
that's
for him
nice
to,
for John, isn't it?
Just a bit of good news for Pembo.
Pembo. So we're going to hear from him.
Yeah.
Anyone else we're going to hear from?
Didn't we have an idea for something Cornish as well? Was Ivor in the mix? I can't remember.
John's just that we've
got such
to write
a
these
bad headache.
John's hungover. It's an absolute stopgap for right. Let's have a look at some results from the last couple of weeks, seeing as we missed last week.
This week
so far is underwhelming for
underwhelming.
People.
Underwhelming. I feel like I've seen Bournemouth a lot more than I have Torquay recently.
Big Bournemouth fan these days. Are you a big Bournemouth fan these days?
Here we go. Scores.
Here we are.
So when are we going back to? We
this
can't
thing
go
is so
back.
So bitty because of the flipping trophy.
So the ninth. Yeah, so that was Saturday. Dartford 2, Yeovil 2. So yeah,
there
right.
we are. There's a draw. Yeah, they've drawn twice. I think.
Well done, Dartford.
Yeah.
Taunton 4, Farnborough 0.
Yeah. Dartford were 2-1 up at one point.
Oh, were they?
You can't click on them, John. Stop trying to click on them.
Worthing 4, St Albans 4. Good God.
Yeah.
What a game.
All the goals as they go in.
And
Havant and Waterlooville 2.
That was Wednesday night.
Hemel Hempstead 0.
Havant
and there were some games last... There were some games Wednesday, the 6th of December last week. But that was... Yeah, they beat 1-0.
A bit of a local derby. Bath 0, Yeovil 1. And then Tuesday night was, Hampton, this is Tuesday the 5th, Christ. Hampton 1, Braintree 1, yeah. Hemel 0.
But it's Chippenham it's 2, very Maidstone general,
it's all over
John,
the place,
isn't it?
It?
Very general and all
Worthing
over the place. Now, Western Supermare, they won 4-0 v Worthing, and they also beat Woking
in the
FA Trophy.
Yeah.
Have they suddenly got some players from somewhere,
I don't
have they?
No, yeah. That's happened, though, isn't it? Look at that table, though.
So let's read the table out. Yeovil are top 46 points, played 21. Everyone's played 21 except Averley, who's, remember, they play like four times a week.
They like to play Monday. Yeah, they've gone a bit mad, haven't they? Hampton and Richmond, I didn't even know they were up there.
Unbelievable. Hampton, the Beavers, 38. Torquay, 37. Averley, 35. Played one game more than everyone else. Well, not everyone else. Maybe everyone else. Tonbridge Angels have played 22 as well. Worthing are on 34. Bath City on 33. It's very, very tight, John.
Yeah. Really tight. Chelmsford, you know, just that we're going there in a couple of weeks, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. Chelmsford, we're going to go to that one.
So
I'm definitely going to that one.
I'm
not been able to go to anything so far. And the bottom four are Welling, Eastbourne Borough, Dover and Havant and Waterlooville picked up some points last night. Truro are in 20th, hopefully
Havant,
6 points.
Havant
you know.
And Dover look gone, don't they, to be honest? Already 10 points adrift.
So for Torquay United, John,
it's only
I've
9
told you,
points.
That's it's only 9 points. If when Yeovil lose a game, I don't think they'll lose this Saturday. They're playing someone dog shit this weekend. Who are they playing?
Who are they playing? Hampton and Richmond.
Oh, no. So there we are. Yeah. Potentially this weekend.
Yeah.
They lose and it becomes 6 points. It's game on. All I'm saying, John, is it's on.
Yeah.
We have found form. Torquay United have found form. We have found a team spirit from somewhere. I don't know where it was. I was watching some highlights the other day of a game and I went, oh, they all like each other. That was the first time I've seen that all season. It all felt a bit blocked by the numbers. I thought, oh, they all like each other. That is good because that is part of the battle. I was listening to Sean Dyche speak about his Everton team and he was going, you know, it feels very organic the way they're friends and they're enjoying each other's company. I can see that in the Torquay team. It's happening. It's on.
It's on.
It's on, John.
We blew a big lead when we were winning the league.
Yeah, it's
we?
On.
So, you know,
absolutely.
It's
and also, they've had no injury problems yet, really. A couple of their lone players have gone back.
Newball will get ruled out for the season, is my prediction.
Point,
still going to happen.
At some point.
Do a big
point,
injury.
At some point, it's going to happen. You know, and then it is on. It is up. And it will be the most sweet-ass collapse. Just following their fans on Twitter as they collapse will be utterly beautiful, John. Won't it?
I don't have a big problem with Yeovil.
Remember
really
when
care.
Notts County didn't go up? How many of the couple of seasons that was so gorgeous when it was so like, Sutton United are playing Stockport this Saturday, which I know isn't National League, but it will be next season. And what a waste of time then going up. Should have just let us go up.
Sutton just blew it. What's the point?
There we are. There's your results.
There's
and
your, results.
Your league table. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to The National Obsession. It's lovely to have John Pemberton in the studio for Christmas.
Yeah, lovely to be
happy
here.
Happy Christmas,
yeah,
John.
Thank you for having me. Happy Christmas to everybody.
Good year, had a few jobs this year.
Well, I'd say it's been a year of ups and downs. You know, a few ups, mainly downs.
Yeah.
You know, got to be honest, a bit down on me luck. When it comes on the job front, a bit of life is a roller coaster, as someone once said.
Yeah,
and you know, and I thought, to be honest, last week picked up a new role just in time for Christmas.
Good news, John.
I think, you know, great.
Good
great
news, John.
News.
And
ending the year on a high.
Ending the year on a high, which is nice. And
yeah.
I see that you've got a job in South Devon.
Well, I've just
near Torquay United. Actually,
yeah, start my new business, John Pemberton Landscaping Limited.
Lovely.
You know, really into me. Is it arboring?
You should probably know
I should probably know that. I'll have to double check that.
Your horticulture.
But, yeah, really into all of that. You know, the trees, the grass, the plants, you know, everything. Because, you know, that's just, you know, my skill set really lends itself to the natural
great.
World. Get in there, immediately get a contract from Torbay Council.
Which is great because obviously they have a grand history of having the seafront.
Yeah.
You know, and known for the palms, for the Torbay palms, known for that.
Exactly.
And that's obviously on the English Riviera sign.
Yeah, beautiful, so down there, Tor Abbey, you know, lovely gardens, all of that. Got the contract from Torbay Council, great, you know, we're good to go. The year's ending on a high, you know, get in there in the morning, my first day, just said to the lads, look, lads, you know, because I've got, you know, great sort of man management.
Yeah.
Let the lads, look, you know, it's great to be here.
Got them in a huddle.
And, got them in a huddle and look like, you know, we start strong, we go out strong, you know, and I just got a bit personal, said, look, it's been a tough year for me, I've had the chop at a few places. But you know, sent them off on their way.
With the chop ringing in their ears.
Unfortunately, I think a few of the lads maybe slightly misunderstood.
Okay.
And took it a bit literally.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, Torquay Seafront's been completely decimated.
Yeah, I noticed that they've cut
down basically all the palm trees, which Torquay is of course famous for. So a little bit of a miscommunication there for the lad to.
Because often when you've said in the past when you go into a dressing room, there's obviously sometimes a few tall poppies and you need to chop them down.
Exactly, you need to chop them down, you know, and you know, you've got to do that again. You know, I probably shouldn't have mentioned anything like that.
I
said, look, you know, depending on results, we may have to cut down the squad size. I think maybe that got in their head.
You were
as
only
well.
Hired to cut the grass and stuff, weren't you?
Exactly. And so I just said, look, you know, it's a shame what's happened.
You've ruined the seafront, sort of a century
look,
of
guys. You know, maybe a few of you will get the axe if you're not up to scrap. Then they took that the wrong way. So I think this has been a big mistake. That's the way it goes. And you know, a little bit of bad luck along the way there. They've just taken me at my word and taken it a bit literal. So did John Pemberton Landscaping. I just
because you did a bit of that in Plymouth, and you did a bit of consultancy work in Plymouth before you got this, and all the trees were chopped down overnight in Plymouth city centre as well, I think, weren't they?
That's the way it goes for it. And you know, I've had to wind down John Pemberton Landscaping, just sent the forms off to company's house, dissolve the company.
Right.
That's the end. Because you know, my name's Mud, which actually would have been quite a good name for the landscaping
that
company.
Have been good.
But you know, we go again. I'm gonna have to just accept that you know, Christmas period is gonna be a bit quieter. Get my feet up. And you know, start 2024 with a bang. You know, something new, because I'll lend my hand to anything.
Well, we know that, John, and it's lovely for you to come in. I mean, and also thanks very much for directing this week's episode of the podcast as well.
Yeah, you know, between that and sort of Rishi Sunak's chief whip, it's been quite a busy couple of weeks.
I can imagine that. Happy Christmas
to
you, John.
Happy Christmas.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to The National Obsession, and it's time for letters from a listener. When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener? Beautiful, John.
No,
beautiful.
It wasn't, was it?
Wasn't. There we are. That's the way good. It goes. Any letters, John? Any
yeah.
letters? Oh.
We begin with Humphrey Carr.
Ah, Carr.
Carr.
Humphrey Carr.
I know.
It's, as he calls himself.
I've been erroneously calling Humphrey Carr.
Well, you can only apologise, but then that's the way it
huge
goes.
Huge appalls.
Humphrey Carr.
Humphrey
says... Did I hear him on the other day? I heard him on something the other day. He's really lovely.
He does sound a little bit like Terry. What did I hear
oh,
him on
Oh, what
there?
Did I hear him on the other day?
What did I hear him on there? Was Humphrey Carr.
Yes.
Togs. Humphrey says, Dear Sirs.
Yes.
Never a good start. Imagine my disgust when listening to episode 232 to cheer myself up after Wrexham surrendered a 2-goal lead at Harrogate on Tuesday. When to add further misery to my day, I heard noted local swine Cadogan erase me from the Golden Foff list.
Oh, I forgot that.
I think we were going to the Golden Foff.
Golden
we said
Foss,
it was
Gary
Jamie
Johnson,
Reed, Gary Johnson,
Jamie
and
Reed.
That's it. So sorry.
Written out of history.
Sorry, Humphrey. He says,
You've been National League.
In retaliation, I'm going to persuade Rob and Ryan to buy Aaron Jarvis and send him on loan to Yeovil. Good day, Humphrey Carr, Wrexham AFC.
You've been National League. Do you know what? I completely forgot all about Aaron Jarvis, that we've
still
got him in the
come
team.
Back, isn't he?
Still to come back.
Yeah.
Who players? Dawson. It's going to be great when he comes back in 3 years' time.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Humphrey.
Brilliant. Humphrey. Many a polls.
A proud Golden Foff.
Actually, John, I'd like to create 2 new Golden Foffs. I know I did run this by you.
So just in time for Christmas.
You have agreed with me and
yeah.
you think it's a good idea.
I feel like we need some kind of fanfare.
On doing a tour of your own jokes
when
you're not particularly famous is a quite nerve-wracking thing. And it's often very nice to have familiar faces and nice people in the audience. And 2 people have been to see 5 see my
How
show
many they've done?
See my show 5 times each.
Flimmin'
which is so supportive.
Amazing.
And so nice, and they are really nice people.
They are.
And I really really thank them massively for turning up in Guildford in London,
Babbicombe,
in Torquay, in Tynmouth, all over the place.
Yeah.
Very, very kind. Really, really nice. So Jules Nixon and Alan Wills, the ultimate Golden Foff is yours. 2 more Golden Foffs. Is there a fanfare?
There is a fanfare, yeah.
Oh, nice. There we are. Golden Foffs. You get nothing for it.
No.
And we will forget about you in a year.
Your Golden Foffs 4 and 5. You can work out which ones each.
The Golden Foffs.
Although, that means Jules is going to have to get his shirt reprinted, isn't he? He's
wow,
got Foff on the back
Foff.
Of his Torquay shirt.
Well, he can just stick Golden.
He'd have to just write felt-tip pen.
Really appreciate it, gents. It's what being a football fan is all about, and it's really nice. And thank you to everyone who came out as well.
Yes.
They went above and beyond. So there we are.
Lovely.
Some
oh,
Golden
good Foffs, to crown
John.
Some Golden
isn't that
Foffs.
Nice?
Chris Webb gets in
Chris
touch.
Webb, the old Inter.
He says, going into last night's game between Eastbourne and the mighty Yellow Army. God, this is a while back,
oh,
isn't it?
Have
we really
God,
not
yeah.
done one in that long? Christ.
It's been 2 weeks, isn't it?
Yeah. I'd done my homework and was ready and raring to dispatch knowledge of Borough's new striker, as announced on the day, number 47, Lewis Collins, who had joined from Whitehawk. So there were 2 Lewis Collins, obviously, playing there. It was quite interesting.
Nice.
Alas, I did not have the opportunity to do so. What followed was champagne football from
the
goals.
Oh, yeah, the goals.
No sign of you two, but I did hear a few bloody hells. I never made it.
You didn't make it on
the
train.
Trains were completely bollocks. Couldn't get there.
I've been all over the shop, as it says, but I am coming to Chelmsford. So I've really missed going to the football. That's the one thing I've missed. And one thing I've thought is next year, as I'm not on tour, I'm going to be going to a lot of games. A lot of games. I really, really missed it.
Anyway, Chris says, sorry, he said he was donned in a yellow top and a blue jumper, opted to stand with a group of Torquay fans who provided me with just as much entertainment as the goals themselves.
Oh, yeah, well, of course.
Tormenting the Borough goalkeeper, calling another player Dave all night, and generally being very funny. To witness McGavin's free kick from so close gave me chills, although it was also
dream.
5 degrees. It was a great free kick, that. Even found myself joining him in the Yellow Army chants. 2 visits to Priory Lane now for me and 2 losses for the Borough. If I keep that up, at least you'll have 1 less team to worry about in the fight for promotion.
Yeah.
There you go. That's
I'm a bit
Chris.
Worried
Thank
that since I've not been going,
it's all been
form
going quite
has
well,
picked
isn't
up.
It?
Thank you very much for the on the ice to you. Brilliant.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. Steve Burton says, hi, John and Charlie. First of all, may I congratulate John in predicting goals 4-1 thrashing of Eastbourne. We did. Remember, we did the
predicted
predictions.
It, didn't we? I said it.
You said that. And said I think we got the, there were two games like
got
that.
It
and we got the other
on.
One right.
Yeah, we're not
well.
Idiots, John. No. We're not idiots.
He says, thanks for allocating me a FOF number the other week. Truly an honour. I look forward to receiving confirmation of what number it is. Currently 80-something TBC. Oh. I've still
come
no
on,
idea.
John.
My laptop's out there.
Head.
I could even go and
such
have a look.
Such a pisshead. He can't even be bothered to get his laptop.
It's literally out of that door and about 10 paces away. I'm not doing
next
it.
Week.
We'll work it
or
out.
Or at some point.
He says, maybe I'll ask the Talkie Megastore to print FOF and the number on the back of the home shirt in time for Christmas.
I wonder what that is.
Yeah.
I will say, Talkie have upped their game a little bit. They sent us a calendar and a Christmas card to say thank you for sponsoring a shirt. It was very nice,
that's
wasn't it?
Very nice.
Signed by Dean Moxie, John.
Yeah. Although... would you know if it
the
wasn't?
Mox. You wouldn't know, would you? It looked like he had.
Had nice handwriting.
Looked like it? A different pen.
Yeah.
He looked like he'd not written the main bulk of the card. It, like, it looked like
put your signature
when
on that.
We go to sign that for your grandma.
Yeah. Just... Steve finishes says by saying, I've noticed the goals are due to play at Chelmsford on the 23rd of December. Will either of you be spending your pre-Christmas at
yes,
the Melbourne Stadium? Yes,
we will be there.
As both Southend United and Chelsea are not playing at home that day, I may venture north on my Vespa, not Lambretta, as I erroneously called it the other week. I met Steve at Dartford.
Ah, very nice.
Came over nice. He said he'd come
well,
on his
luck.
Scooter. I said it was a Lambretta. It was a Vespa. He sends a mug. Look at that.
Nice. That
what a
nice,
beauty.
Look at that.
He's a mod.
Cracker. He is a mod. Look at him.
Yeah,
well,
down.
we are currently... at Chelmsford.
That's the plan.
Currently at Chelmsford.
Michael James. I told you there was quite a few. Michael
yeah,
James. I haven't emailed for a while. To be honest, I don't have too much to report on.
Okay. Thank
end
you,
of
Michael.
Email. Thank you.
On the ICU.
However, I wanted to say that your excellent podcast has made it comfortably.
John doesn't like praise.
Into my Spotify.
If anyone gives John praise.
No.
They're saying something nice.
Has made it comfortably into my Spotify Wrapped.
Oh, that's nice. Well, someone else we were like...
Harry Salvage made his.
Oh, yeah, very
thanks,
nice.
Harry.
Thank you for all the messages about that.
Whatever it was, refurbishment. It made it into mine as well, but I think that's, you know... Whitehawk, who I follow, is still in the FA Trophy, so I'm praying for a draw with Torquay so you can get yourself to Brighton to sample those superb half-time refreshments.
First.
Get a tray of 10 sausages for £6.
Ooh, what cook? Uncooked sausages.
Really looking forward to the Christmas
cooked
special.
£100.
Really looking forward to the Christmas special.
Ooh,
and countless
yes.
more musicals, it seems.
Oh, yes. Nice. Very
that's
nice.
Michael James.
On the ice, you, Michael.
Yeah, he attaches his Spotify Wrapped.
Ah, that's
here
nice.
It is. Oh, I can't open it. Sorry.
Can't cope.
Pete praise. Officially. Pete. Officially.
Officially.
Says on the ice, having wiped away the misty-eyed nostalgia for the 1980 and God Almighty,
I can't speak. Have another pint.
I'll have a
get another pint down your neck.
Let's have another run at it. Having wiped away the misty-eyed nostalgia for the 1980s playground evoked by Chinny Recon Lezzers
my
in episode 233.
My chin's itching. Yeah.
I'd forgotten
better get
that.
Some cream for it.
It strikes me that if AFC Poirot, having survived...
Yes.
Having survived what happened to him earlier in the season, is being brought back to reveal the truth behind Thea Bristow's driver. Might he also be gainfully employed in investigating the mysterious disappearance of Sean Donnellan? Up the goals, Pete, officially.
Actually.
FOF 69.
Thea Bristow. Happy Christmas. Oh, no. Oh, well, finally, we've got something
we
good.
Go.
Something good.
That's the title of this week's episode, folks.
Thea Bristow's driver. That has gone badly, isn't it? That has gone badly, John. Come on.
Oh, I couldn't imagine anyone less likely to
right.
be involved in that kind of carry
Thea
on.
Bristow's
yes.
driver. That is the funniest thing that's happened all year.
Yeah.
Simon Bittlestone
having with a late entrance. I just drive the car, mate.
That is the funniest thing I've heard all year, I think. I don't think I'll ever
it
drop...
It's the way Simon wouldn't believe it for a minute, either.
We must never
like,
drop
oh, yeah,
that bit.
Oh, are you?
Congratulations to you, Simon.
For moment of the year.
The moment of the year. Just so funny. So funny.
Yeah, AFC Poirot will obviously be looking into that extensively, I'm sure. And Sean Donnellan, who knows?
Who knows? Where is he?
Don't know.
Injured...
vanished.
Still in. He might turn up Saturday. You never know, do you?
You just don't know.
Dagenham is the current rumour, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Alexander Walton suggested the John Pemberton.
Oh, lovely
thing. Thanks,
Alex.
76. And Steve Burton sends us another email with the link to Glenn Templin being on the run. And
I know, yeah,
place.
Well, that's just a sad story,
be honest,
really.
Steve, struggling to find the humour in
that. No, it's fine. Nice to send it, you know. Yeah, thank you for sending it. But it's a sad story.
It's a grim old situation.
The Glenn Templin story is a tough... He really hoped it wasn't going to end like this, but, you know. There we are. Is that all the letters, John? What a lovely bunch of letters it was. How do people get in touch with us, John?
How do they get in touch?
How do you get in touch?
Nationalobsession@gmail.com is the email.
Lovely.
NatOpsPod on Twitter.
Hemel Hempstead at home on Saturday for the goals in National League South.
I might go.
Oh, that'd be nice, John.
Possibly.
A home, a rare
it's
home
a possible.
Match.
It's a possible. It's a question mark.
I am NA until the 23rd. And then 23rd, I can't go Truro, or can't go either Truro games in the new year. I'm going to try and go to at least 5, possibly 10 more matches by the end of the season. That's my goal.
I'm saying I might go. I've got another Christmas party on Friday night, so it'll be. It could be. I might miss Chelmsford because I have my liver transplant.
Well, can't miss Chelmsford.
Well, you never know.
Chelmsford's the one. Right, that's it. What a lovely episode.
Yeah.
We all enjoyed it. Thank you, John Pemberton, for directing it this
Thanks,
week.
Pembo.
Thank you for all your letters. Do get in touch before Christmas if you would like. It's quite a quick turnaround, isn't it, John? So if you want anything read out for the Christmas episode,
get it in by
Sunday. Yeah, do that.
It's exciting.
Oh,
big
yes.
Christmas special. It's
all happening.
There's a story.
There'll
be music.
Oh, beautiful.
It's all happening.
On the ice.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.